Good morning and welcome to the Kirkside Cafe. It's a Monday, so the weekend is behind us, but since Sunday is the start of the new week, you're already off to a good start, I hope, because you found yourself in corporate worship yesterday. And that is a wonderful start for the work week, that we can rest in Christ. Well, we here at the Kirkside Cafe drink a little bit of cattle latte, and that's, of course, part catechism and part latte. And we're now on to another section in the Heidelberg Catechism, which is subtitled God the Holy Spirit. And so we look at Lord's Day 20, question and answer 53. What do you believe concerning the Holy Spirit? First, that he is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. Second, that he is also given unto me by true faith, makes me a partaker of Christ, and all his benefits, comforts me, and shall abide with me forever. Have you noticed as we've been going through the catechism, this word comfort comes up again and again and again, either through the formulations or through the supporting scripture. And of course, the catechism begins with what is our only comfort. Well, here today, we talk about the Comforter, or the Holy Spirit. And we have scripture that supports all of this, of course. Genesis 1, verse 2, the earth without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Isaiah 48, 16, come near to me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, I was there. And now the Lord God and His Spirit has sent me. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? We've talked about the residency of the Holy Spirit in the past. Well, here is a proof text for that. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Acts 5, 3-4. But Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. 1 Peter 1:2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Acts 9:31. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria have peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. 1 Peter 4:14. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. And John 4:13, one of my favorite texts, but we know this, that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And this is how we know, dear friends, that our faith is the true faith, because we have the Spirit bearing witness upon our spirit. Those words from Romans 8:16. And then finally, Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not sure there is a greater word than that benediction. So walk with the King today, in the Spirit, and be a blessing.